Good morning. It is 12:19 p.m. So yeah, it's morning somewhere. It was morning here a few minutes ago. 12:19 Saturday, December the 7th, 2024. A mostly cloudy morning, afternoon, day, whatever. Here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, in Cody, Colorado. Yeah, hi. I got sidetracked this morning, and I did not want to give up on the walk today. So, yeah, here I am. I got bread rising, waiting for me when I get back. I've done my normal Saturday chores. Played a little X4, read a little Wandering In, book 14, last book so far. I suspect there'll be another one in a few months. In the meantime, I'm going to catch up on some other reading. I got so many books now sitting in my sample pile. Looking forward to getting at some of them. I got squirrel. It's a pretty warm morning. Official temperature is 50. 51, I think. There's not a lot of solar gain. There's a little bit. The clouds are cutting back on some of the heat. I'm hiking right along this morning. I'm anxious to get back. I want to get back. Get this posted before I have to play with the bread dough again. And then I may spend the afternoon with Roger. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. I watched Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Now, I don't usually watch a whole hell of a lot of video. I have usually have some sort of television series or other running on a laptop in the kitchen when I cook. So I get about 40, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour of video a day. But somebody recommended this movie to me. And I've been sort of watching for it. And discovered that, in fact, it was on Prime. Now, I don't think it was. In fact, I know it wasn't, so it's a recent addition. The second best is not yet on Prime, so I can rent it. But I'm going with just letting this first one settle. I think I reacted to it because I'm the same age as the characters. It's very rare that I'm the same age as the characters in the movie these days. And even when I was, I didn't really identify with that much. Identify with them that much. But this was interesting. This one spoke to me. I've spoken about going on a pilgrimage before. My long-standing desire to rent a cottage on the coast of Ireland for a month or two. Take my laptop and that's about it. A couple changes of clothes. But It's like one of my long-term goals was to get my passport and do some international travel, and now COVID. So yeah, I'm not about to get in an airplane with 150 other people, four of which will have active cases of COVID. Or at least one will. But given the rate of infection in the US right now, I think the average would be about four. So even with a mask, I have a lot of trepidation about air travel. Likewise, train travel. Train travel is a little bit easier on the mind, but still, strangers on a train. Automobile is probably the best I'm going to do. And given that I could drive to Alaska, I'd love to go back. I could drive to Alaska. It would be a long road. A long road, Jesus. I drove to Alberta once. I drove to Edmonton. I think it was Edmonton. Drove to Edmonton. And that's a 12-hour ride from here. But my passport's expired. I need to get it renewed before I can leave the country. I suspect the passport office is being inundated right now. And if I just want to get away, the reality is, if I just want to get away, there are plenty of cottages for rent, particularly right now, where it's not the season. I think Redfeather Lake has a series of housekeeping cottages that is winterized, so that they tend to attract hunters in the fall and skiers in the winter. And so, in theory, it shouldn't be too much of a hardship. It's only like 70 miles away from here. I could go there to get away. Just to get away. I'm not able to travel to conferences anymore for the same reason I'm not going to get in an airplane or a bus or train. That part, that option, has probably been removed from my deck of cards. Permanently. I'm particularly leery because my father died of an infection that he picked up, a respiratory lung infection that he picked up. It's probably RSV if it wasn't Legionnaires. Well, he was on a cruise. And he came home, couldn't shake the infection. It turned into pneumonia, and eventually it killed him. So I'm really leery about respiratory infections right now, just because I'm already older than he was when he died. I've outlived him by about a month, 2 months. I'd like to have that be 4 or 5 years, if possible. 10 would be good. 20 would be ideal. Hello. Good morning. Or good afternoon, I guess. I should go with just hello. Back to Marigold Hotel. The one of the places that I've always wanted to visit was India. I always wanted to go there. I always wanted to go to Tokyo. I don't know why. Probably Tokyo would be bad because Tokyo is just another big city. And going there to just to see it is not my goal. I visited enough cities and know that no matter how long you stay in a city, no matter what you do in a city, it's still just a city. And so if I'm going to go, I'd like to have some connection with the place other than a tourist, because everybody hates a tourist. But the messages in Marigold Hotel were really, really interesting. And given that it's coming from old people like me, white hairs, come on up on it, get ready, sit with me, I'm gonna post. People looking for a second or third, fourth or fifth chance. Lessons about failure and what constitutes failure. And the running line in it, the young man who's in charge of the best exotic Marigold Hotel keeps using this one line, this one theme. We'll all be right. It will be all right in the end. And if this is the end and it's not all right, then trust me, it's not the end. And I thought, what a good idea. What a clever What a clever gimmick to install in this story. One of the characters has a blog, and on her blog, she writes periodically. You get a little voiceover on her writing on her blog. With colorful scenes of people and food and clothes and celebrations and just all these things going on while she's having this introspective moment on her blog. And day 51 is the last one. And she talks a lot about this theme. It's not the end. And she talks about the only true failure is the failure to try, which is, sort of one that I have played with before. That's something Tanith might say. Something Shackelford might say. Or more likely, Fidelia Neckett. And she writes about change. The only thing we know about tomorrow is that things will change. It will be different. And what we fear is that it will be the same. And I thought, that's interesting, isn't it? An interesting concept. What we fear tomorrow is that, not that it will change, but that it will be the same. I think a lot of people are afraid of change. At least on the surface. And then when it does change, they can't cope with it. It's like me, it's like coping with the changes of age, of COVID, of long ago, but still relevant, HIV, cancer. More recently, coping with the change. I guess I wore enough clothes. I've unzipped everything. It's still pretty warm. I like it. So yeah, explore, plan, explore. That's what I got into this morning while I was waiting for my wife to get up so I could make the bread. And of course, today she slept in. She slept in really well, which is great because that means that she's not totally exhausted today. She has a tendency to not sleep very well. Small sounds, small noises in the house, small noises in the yard, small noises in the street outside. Somebody hits the speed bump too hard, it'll wake her up. So for her to get a good night's sleep is a challenge. So the fact that she actually went to bed, and I'm pretty sure she was asleep by 1 o'clock last night and slept through till 10:30 this morning, while it delayed my ability to deal with getting bread going, I was glad to spend that time quietly so she could sleep. So it's very cool. Very cool. Okay, you go through that line, through here, crossover, crossover. So yeah, I've been unplugging my phone at 5 o'clock when I get up. And this morning, I got up at 5:15. I forgot to unplug the phone when I walked by it. And sure enough, 6 o'clock, the first robocaller hit. 6 a.m. Well, to be more accurate, 6:02 a.m. Somebody who obviously thinks they're calling somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic, which is about the only place it was 9 a.m. Or more likely, a boiler room overseas that has their time zones frigged up. The phone is on the no-call list for all the good it does. The federal rules on robocalling, you're not supposed to use a robocall, number one. Number two, you're not supposed to have a cold call and call if you're on a do not call list, number two. Number three, if you do call, you're not supposed to call before 9 a.m. And, yeah. I think every day but one, that's been violated. And I think two, every day but two this week. And that's only because I unplugged the phone. I don't know how many I didn't get because the phone was unplugged. But it spurred me to look up how to silence the phone. How to kill the ringer. In theory, there's a way to say, no calls between these hours. And I want to see if I can't figure that out, because that would It would cut down a lot on the noise. I bet I can. I bet I can. I'll have to look at that. So yeah, I played X4. The new downloads, the new DLCs are they're a sketch. Yeah. Trying to have all these things all going at once is it's a challenge. It's a fun challenge. I like it a lot. I'm enjoying it a great deal. Good, I'm back in plenty of time. I should have time to get this posted before I have to address the bread dough again, which is good. Because, you know, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. They're calling for snow on Monday, so I'm going to try to get as many walks in between now and Monday, which will be like tomorrow, as I can, assuming I can. But tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.